Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hi.
Not too bad, thank you.
Okay. I'm very glad that all of you did make it, and I'm sorry Jeff didn't, but I'll put him up to date after the call. I think that we have only two orders of business. One of them is the next step from our online discussions.
All of you
have been able to follow that, which would be getting organized around our sort of master document, trying to divide it into specific tasks and get them executed, get them assigned and executed in the coming months, many weeks, but it will become a couple of months. And the other one is take a quick look at the possibility of meeting in D.C. Simon, you had a very, very good proposal for following up. I don't know if we have actually, if you can describe this so that we are sure everybody is on the same page.
About the way of breaking down the work, is that what okay, so going through your excellent summary, Alejandro, which I think captured a lot of the questions, a lot of the key issues that we need to dig into. When I read it through and I looked at it, I thought one of the things in terms of us breaking this into manageable chunks of work is it feels like it needs to be broken down into discrete sections that we can say, right, I can see that there's 2 days' work there or 3 weeks' work there that I can go away and come back with answering a very specific set of questions that were limited in scope and such that it was clear how big the job was and what you needed to do to get the job done, if that makes sense, while still allowing flexibility on approach of analysis and chance to explore, but keeping it nice and limited. So the idea was to perhaps try and distill out of that document a set of key pertinent sort of packets of work that we as a drafting team would want to try and achieve between now and Senegal, and try and identify how big those packets of work were and what the scope of each one was. So I threw out an example. It wasn't meant to be a complete one, but it was just a rough example about just taking your very first question about ICANN's scope, on SSR. Just try to a format for how we might choose to break down the work. So very much a straw man, really open for just to give us something to start discussing, really.
Okay, have Bill Shoutong. Please remind me, is David also in the call?
Yes.
Hi. So Bill Shoutong, David, how do you feel about this? Have you been?
I did so. Your voice is very small. Yeah. I cannot hear very clearly.
I can hear, and I think if. What I'm hearing is that Simon has proposed taking the review team draft terms of reference on the dated the 23rd of June and breaking that into work packets, essentially one per line item, and then trying to put some time frames around that.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And
yeah, that is, yeah.
And then Alejandro is asking if we're comfortable with that plan.
It's okay.
That is correct.
And for me, I'm comfortable with that plan.
I'm okay.
Great. Now, way to proceed, if we all are at least at this level of agreement. What would be best? Should I try first to clean up and comp, clean up and polish a little bit this master document? One exception there, which is I'm not sure if we're speaking about document dated June 23 or the more enriched one, which I've sent around. I don't remember the date, but it's from this weekend.
I prefer the more up-to-date one. the
okay.
enriched one that you sent around this weekend, but I didn't print that one.
Yeah, don't worry. But I mean, just that point that this one has been fleshed out a lot more. It still is not not in the shape I would like to call final, but I think that also requires a bit of teamwork. So again, what would be best for me to work on that a bit further, maybe even all the way through this weekend, through this coming weekend, and then send it out? Or would each of you choose, let's say, a section of it or a couple of paragraphs and want to already start working in them, in the planning? How ripe do you feel this document is ready to work? Personally, I'm ready to go either way.
As a thought, Alejandro, I think one of the things that the document, what we probably need to try and do, if we can, is distill out of the document, other than those initial high sort of hypotheses that we've got, is try and distill out of the document any pre-analysis or any presupposition from the output. So, i.e., if we're saying, is ICANN scope clear? Be really careful about, as we then go into the sub-questions, about suggesting a specific approach or a specific hypothesis in the sub-questions, because effectively what we've got to try and do is take an open and clear approach on each of those initial top-level hypotheses, if that makes sense.
Okay. Let's say we would be using the text as a guide to know what the work would be, but not to start the work on very small chunks of the text itself. Do you understand you well?
I think we could probably achieve both at the same time, is what I'm trying to say. I just think the important thing is to try and break it down into the correct atomic level of questions. But within that atomicity of questions, then below that level, we shouldn't be making any presupposition as to the outcome or a specific direction of analysis, if that makes sense.
Would it be useful to have a small section that defines the terms?
It's good.
Like a glossary?
Well, like a glossary, or I mean, in a lot of legal documents, there's a preamble piece that says this is when you run across this word or this phrase, this is what we mean in this document.
I think that will be useful. I don't know if this is the stage or we need to keep doing it from a certain point onwards.
I think something like that belongs in the terms of reference somewhere.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you read the document from the ATRT? I don't know if they have the section on terminology.
I don't think they do. But what we're... The difference between that review team and ours is ours has a lot of operational components.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we describe operationally, what do we mean by secure operations?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think we ought to actually bound that by actually defining the terms that we use. Because if I ask 10 people what secure is, I'm going to get 20 answers.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think this is necessary.
Let's approach this in a more pragmatic way, which is whenever we stumble upon a contention about the meaning of something, we really flesh it out, get a pragmatic definition to go forward. Let's not get stuck in semantics either. Just as a, let's say, start a file which becomes our glossary in the end when we get into hot water or for the key terms. But let's not stop the work before we get everything done as a glossary. We'll know what we need as we go forward.
That's an excellent Excellent suggestion. Thank you.
And I do understand. I mean, there will be some terms for which there's eternal philosophical contention, and even among ourselves, we'll be better off using some, as Marcus Kummer says, some creative ambiguity in order to be able to go forward. There will be plenty of chances for that. So let's not get stuck. And we'll keep a master file for a glossary in our wiki. Okay. So way to do this, do you think? I'm seeing two possibilities. One of them is that I, maybe with direct assistance of some of you in some specific points, would start organizing our master document for this work. The other is to divide it again in three parts. We are basically six in the drafting team, and counting those present today and Jeff. And so two of us each catch one of the three original chunks in which we are still splitting the document. What do you think? What do you feel? What are you ready for already and available for?
Andrew, I don't mind kicking off on this one. I'm very happy to. A thought could be that, just as a process, we could upload the contents of the document onto the wiki, and then allow people to edit, take a section that they're particularly interested in, edit that section and break it down into the work packets, whilst perhaps leaving the original text in the document, so we can then go back and review and see if we've missed anything. If we had it on the wiki, then we could all collaboratively edit it to a point, and we could see what others were doing as well as they were editing the individual sections. That worked quite well for Team 1 when we were doing our little table of progress. So I don't see why we couldn't use that for the... So rather than having it as a Word document that we circulate, we just have it as a document on the wiki. The theory being that by the time we've all chipped in and done that, that within a week or so, the document will contain all the work packets that we've worked on, and hopefully we'll all have kind of been able to review each other's breakdown of the sections, if that makes sense.
That makes sense for me, and in fact I would put it in tabular form so that we can actually see the text and see the work packets as a second column. What do you think?
I think it still makes sense for me, but I think we should make sure that every section can be assigned to somebody to do that.
That's why I was asking whether the document is ripe enough for that. Or maybe, Simon, you and I should give ourselves a week to edit it in a form that's more suitable for chunks, let's say for dividing it into these chunks of work.
Yeah, I have some time tomorrow, if that would help, to which I can put aside to just having a go at hacking around in the document to try and simplify it, if that helps.
I think that's useful. What do others think?
That's good. Thank you.
Personally, I have more time today, so I'll start working on that today and send you them, or upload whatever comes out of that. Tomorrow is difficult for me, and Friday should be okay.
Tomorrow is very difficult for me.
I'm very blocked until Saturday.
Okay, but what I mean is, it would be, let's say, like a core team just preparing the document for this work between Simon and myself. So let's say at the latest by Monday, we would release it in the wiki.
I mean, that's by the sound of things, Andrew, that works. Because if the others are busy up until later at the back end of the week, I'm actually I'm the inverse. I'm less busy tomorrow than I am towards the back of the week. So we could put some prep work into that, which would then lay the ground for others to then take. And I think if we could end up before the end of the week, if we could end up pushing some wherever we are up onto the wiki in a form that people could start editing and playing with, then I think we could be in quite a good place.
Yep. So we will give it a go. Let's say. We'd release it on either, sounds like Friday evening, Saturday, or even Sunday, but let's say by Monday for sure we would be releasing it in whatever shape we are. That sound okay for everybody else?
Yes.
Yeah, should be.
Okay. So that's our way forward with the document itself, with which is, I mean, it's not the document, but it's leading to our work plan, to our splitting into specific pieces of work, and also, of course, completing, refining, and so forth before starting on that. So we could be done by. Our aim is to have a document that which can really be worked on by everybody by Monday. So let me go quickly to the issue of this meeting in D.C. What we're thinking there is a very small meeting, 3 to 5 people. We can't put a lot of money into it, let's say transocean travel, because it's a one-day meeting. And it's if we make it very big, it will be unwieldy. But that will be in almost 10 days from now, in 2 weeks from now. And we won't. It will serve to do a lot of what we're planning, take it to a next stage. Therefore, also the goals for the work we start on Monday would be like for 1 week, maximum 10 days, so that we could pick it up in this face-to-face meeting. What I know is that for all I see, I can foresee, I can attend. Simon and Jeff will be there, and Bill has said he can travel. If anyone else of you, Xiaodong or David, for any other reason in the States on those days?
No, I'll be in the States in late August, early September, but not before then.
Okay, no, that would be a different thing. Xiaodong,
yeah.
How about you?
So what's the time?
Repeat, please.
21st July, Washington, D.C.
Wow. So you can say just before the IETF meeting?
Correct.
Oh, it's a little bit too late for me because I need to get approval to go abroad.
Okay. So let's work on the assumption that that it's Jeff, Simon, Bill, and myself. And we'll ask around one more time in the team if there's someone who's, let's say, within $500 or so from air travel fares from DC, and for whom it's practical because you're already in the region in the region or going through there to like Quebec through the IETF. So we'll ask Alice and Olaf some assistance. Simon, do you already know where you are, what hotel you are going to be staying?
I do, although it's been organised for me. My PA's organised it. I don't quite know exactly where she's put me, but somewhere in the centre of town.
Can you send it later?
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah.
Excellent. So that we'll see where the venue is, where we meet, whether we meet in the ICANN offices or in AT&T, depending where it's more practical, given that you already have a fixed place where you'll be staying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I had the original plan was and the nucleus for this was just to meet up with Jeff at AT&T and work on whatever we needed to work on AT&T. And Jeff very kindly extended the invite out and said, look, we can have a room for the day in AT&T. So I think AT&T is right in the centre of town, so that's not a big deal. I'm not quite sure where Patrick and ICANN are based. Olaf, Alice, do you know?
Actually, I don't. I've never been there.
Me neither.
I have. Okay. They're on New York Avenue.
Okay, and but that's a okay. I'll look this up in a map, and we can discuss among the ones we're going to meet.
So I mean, they're just as close as well. They're I mean, they're not far from the White House, so.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll get this done then online. Okay, guys. Anything else? Am I missing something?
I think that's plenty of work for the next 10 days.
Oh, sure it is.
I agree, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's adjourn and get on to it.
All right, thank you.
Fantastic, okay. People. Great talking to you. Great working with you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. And thanks, Alice, all of
you.
Thank you.
Bye. This was superb. Alice, I hope you're starting your vacation. That's today.
Hello? this is already on vacation.
Okay, good.
I know that.
And all of were you in vacation the previous days, or are you?
Oh, I'll never have vacation.
Oh, I know. I'm pained to hear that. But I hope you can get a few days off.
Eventually.
Okay. So we'll be relying on you for a bit of the logistics now.
Yeah, I hope I can cope. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Left.